Yeah, so I got a Switch. My wife is playing Picross, thanks to Matt. Matt's not on tonight because
He's sickly.
he's sickly, poor guy. Octopath Traveler is amazing. I haven't got to play Metroid Dread yet because I'm waiting for Matt to send over the docking station for the Switch because I tried playing it handheld and I just couldn't get it working. So I have a Pro Controller and I want to play Metroid on the Pro Controller. I just can't do Metroid handheld. But I can do Octopath handheld. I could just sit outside and just hang out and just do a fantastic battle system, and I really enjoy it. But what are we going to talk about tonight, Chris?
Well, yeah, I think it's very interesting how there are some games that are better played handheld and some games that are not or difficult to be played handheld.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely feel like I would enjoy Octopath on the TV very much so. But I'm enjoying it handheld because I just feel like I can just relax and play it. And I know it's like a almost a 4-year-old game. I think that's how long Octopath's been out. But it's fantastic. It feels like Square Enix took everything that worked from every single Final Fantasy made and put it into this one game, and they're like, yeah, that works.
Yeah, it's a real love letter to Japanese RPGs of the past.
Yeah, it really, and it looks great. It's a beautiful game. I started off at, I picked Cyrus as my main character because I felt like this scholar skill was more to my liking. I like Therion a lot as the thief. I was like, oh, I was going between Therion and Cyrus, and I was like, let me pick Cyrus because he's got that, he can already like study the enemies, and the game is all about breaking weaknesses and exploiting weaknesses, and I really enjoy that. So like having Cyrus as my main, I think is gonna pan out really well.
Well, you've fallen into the trap a lot of people have who have bought a Switch for themselves, and then their partner has taken over.
No, there's last night I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to bed, and next thing you know it, Kate is right next to me playing Picross. And then she's just like, what? And I was like, that thing needs to charge. It's at 10%.
It's totally fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
And then today, I before going to the doctor, just for my annual checkup, everything's fine. I'm leaving, and she's about to get ready to go to work, and she's just playing Picross. And she's just like, what? What? I got work. I got this. It's like, really?
I mean, those
Man.
the Switch is a very addictive little system.
It is. I like it. I like it a lot. I think the PlayStation Switch combo is really nice because there's a few games I do want to play. I do want to play the Zelda Breath of the Wild. I think that will be my next, after I finish Octopath and Metroid, I think I'm going to pick up the Zelda game to check it out. I kind of want to play it and enjoy it so I can like mock Matt about how good of a Zelda game it is, because I have a feeling that it is actually a very good Zelda game. But whatever, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
I really need to get back to Breath of the Wild. I tried playing it when we first got the Switch, and it didn't catch me, and then I just let it sit for forever.
I like doing that with games. I like letting them like sit for a bit. If they didn't really like snag me in the beginning, and I go back to it, Demon Souls was like that. I picked up Demon Souls when I got the PlayStation 5. I played it for a bit. I really enjoyed it, and then some other things wind up happening, and then I came back to Demon Souls, and I just burned through that game. Like I finished it 3 times already, and I'm just like, I'm almost there at having like a platinum trophy in it, but I'm kind of like, I want to play Guardians.
Yeah, I got a PlayStation 5 this weekend.
Yeah, how is your experience at the PlayStation 5?
Right, so I got a PlayStation 5 and I got Deathloop. And I think the PlayStation 5 is a great system. It's not going to be my primary system, because I'm an Xbox boy. Mm-hmm. But I think it's pretty great, and Deathloop is a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean I have no complaints so far. I think it's a very good system.
The controller is amazing. I
the
love
speaker the speaker and the controller is the most shocking thing I've heard.
Well, it's so good in Guardians because like the banter, whenever there's microphone banter, it comes from the speaker.
Yes. It really shocked me when Juliana first calls you and how crisp and clear that speaker is.
Oh, it's great. And yeah, and it sounds like she's calling you actually from like a walkie-talkie.
Yes.
Like it's such a delight in so many ways. There's so many things that's happening in that game that it just fires on all like cylinders. It's at the highest speed at all times. That game is at like volume 12 at every single second, and I love it. Man, it just sucks to think that Bethesda is with Microsoft because Deathloop is such a great game. And it doesn't anger me as much because I'm still kind of like, yeah, you know, whatever, it is what it is. And when guy from Bethesda said something, he hinted something that that Elder Scrolls 6 isn't going to be on any other platform. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. I highly doubt that's going to stick. But yeah, having Deathloop as the game, like as they're pretty much, well, there's Ghostwire coming out, but I think Deathloop is just amazing.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to get into it and get some of these PlayStation 5 exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
And even the games I never finished from the PlayStation 4, like Horizon.
Oh, yeah, it looks great on the PlayStation, by the way.
Mm-hmm. The only issue I had was I had trouble getting my games to upconvert to PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay.
I think Final Fantasy VII is the only one.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I think it's a great system. Yeah. It's very difficult to get.
Yeah, it is. If you get one, I say enjoy it, right? Yes. Like, And it's kind of weird because, like, there is a Godfall is now going to be the PlayStation Plus game for December. Mm-hmm. It didn't really get good reviews, but the game looks good.
And which game is this again?
Godfall.
Mm.
It's going to be the PlayStation 5 game for December. So, you know, it's a mediocre game, but it looks really good. And apparently it's the Challenger Edition. It's like the full game. So, yeah, I really enjoy my PlayStation 5. I like the PlayStation 4 a lot. You know, I gotta say, like, out of PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, I think the Xbox 360 just killed it. I think the PlayStation 3 was a major misstep.
Yes.
But there were also so many good games that were on the PlayStation 3, especially the Uncharted series. But with the PlayStation 4, I think the PlayStation 5, I think Sony gets it now.
Yeah, well, I think this goes back to something we've talked about in the past. You know, these companies are cyclical. And right now, I think the two companies are closer than they've ever been in the past.
Yes, they really are.
Because like you said, the 360 era was very strongly a Xbox era. And I think the PlayStation 4 really pulled ahead in its era. But really, it's kind of too hard to tell because it's very difficult to get your hands on a PlayStation 5.
Right.
So Xbox may get it by default.
It's true. It's just how difficult it is to get the... yeah, because the Xbox S was actually the best-selling console on the past few days.
I have a friend who went to GameStop and walked in and picked up an S.
Yeah, so the S, I think the Xbox S, it's weird. It's like a half, the what are we going to call it? The 4.5 system?
Yeah. Well, and also, like, you know, this dude is my friend who purchased it. You know, he was a gamer. He's not much of a gamer anymore, but he still, but you know, he loves Halo. So the S is kind of perfect for him in that regard. I don't think the S would work for me, but you know,
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, it's good for Microsoft. Microsoft, their plan is actually an interesting plan because they have the Game Pass. That's pretty much that's going to keep them up and running.
And listen, Game Pass was so prevalent for me this year that when I purchased Guardians of the Galaxy, it kind of did like a mental shake because I hadn't purchased a game in like 5 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's true, right? Like, that's got to be really weird.
Yeah.
I've just been purchasing games because, you know.
Like a sucker.
I know, right?
But no, I you know, Game Pass, you know, I was loosely tossing around ideas of things to talk about tonight, and I was thinking about what we should be thankful for, and I'm thankful for Game Pass. It's such a good service, and it's kind of what the future is going to be, I think.
Yeah, it is going to be this really interesting mix of, like, digital download media. I'm not a collector of things, so I don't really have disc games anymore. I just download it to my system, and I'm happy with that.
Yes.
I do feel like digital download games should be cheaper.
Yes.
Honestly, I really think they should be cheaper. If it's a $5 difference, if it's a $10 difference, I think they should be cheaper.
I agree.
They shouldn't be the same price as hard media. That's the, you know, I guess that's something that's going to happen in the future. But, you know, if we're going to do the thankful thing, I'm thankful that the PlayStation 5 isn't a flop in my book, that it's a big success. And I'm thankful for Octopath Traveler because it just scratches every single itch I've had the longest time. Oh, my God. Thank you, Matt, for selling that Switch.
Yeah. Well, we told you to buy a Switch for a long time.
I know.
Next thing, we'll get you on Dokken Battle.
Nope, not happening. That is not happening. We're going to slowly step away from that one. Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, that Guardians of the Galaxy is very good.
Okay, yeah, so let's talk about that, because that was the big sale game.
Oh, man, yeah.
On Black Friday, which is, it kind of makes me sad, because the game had just come out on, like, the 23rd of October.
And it's super good.
I'm gonna say it's just good, not super good.
Well, I just got to, like, I'm in middle of Chapter 8. I find it to be really good. I find it to be really enjoyable, honestly. I do feel like the combat should make you work a little more for it, but if you get how the combinations work and if you get how to, like, just stagger and, you know, it operates like a Final Fantasy, in a way it operates like a Final Fantasy combat system that's a little more kinetic, but I really enjoy the banter in the game. Kate made a comment. She's like, man, everyone's talking a lot. And I was like, yeah, I can't really concentrate on my battles too much because I want to hear what they're saying.
That may be the biggest, like, achievement this game has, is everyone doesn't shut up. There's so much unique dialogue about nothing.
And it's so rewarding, though, because it's such a refreshing... I find it to be really refreshing. Because it adds more to, I think, that universe. And I do have to say, I love the Marvel, like, outer space universe. I feel like that's where Marvel really shines. Mm-hmm. And I like how they just amped up the color gauge in this game to a ridiculous point.
It's very neon.
It's very neon and it's very beautiful. Everything is really beautiful in this game. And the voice actors are solid. You know what I mean? It's you're a little step back because, you know, you're used to the movie voice actors. And then, you know, you're going in, you're thinking that this is going to be kind of connected to maybe, like, you know, what you know of the Guardians through the MCU. But it's all based on the comic book. And that in itself is more rewarding than anything.
Yeah, that's something I think that people kind of struggled with, because it's the same issue we had with Avengers, where Avengers, the game came out, and these dudes looked nothing like the movie people, and everyone's like, oh, whatever. And I think looking at the Guardians, and especially, you know, Star-Lord, who's very different from what Mr. Chris Pratt looks like, I think people are kind of maybe turned off by that more than anything else.
Well, I'm sold on their Star-Lord design. I'm really sold on all their character design, honestly.
I really hate his hair.
You hate his hair?
I do.
You make a comment about his hair, and I think that was pretty fantastic.
I just don't like it.
Not a fan?
No.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I think the combat's fun. I think if you're going to look for Easter eggs, there's plenty to be had.
Oh, my God. There's even a Darkhawk. I can't even say his name.
Yeah, Darkhawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darkhawk. They talk mad shit about him, too, which I really love.
Which is great, right? Like, fantastic.
Yeah.
That character's got some potential, honestly. I do feel like there's a lot you can do with that character. It's just, man, it just falls short.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with it so far. It was the best $30 I've spent.
Oh yeah, right.
But again, you know, I'm kind of sad because so much work went into this, and
it's a company that needs to be rewarded. I think here's the thing we really need to talk about is Eidos Montreal is a pro workers. That's really funny to say. Is a pro designer, pro worker company. Mm-hmm. And they've moved towards the 4-day work week. They are all about quality over quantity. I think rewarding them and rewarding them for this game alone, because there's a lot in this game. There's a lot happening in this game. And you can feel like they've put a lot of love in this game. I enjoy the combat system. I enjoy the Easter eggs. I enjoy the dialogue is just so fantastic.
And
there's so much of it, which is another crazy thing about the game. And Drax just kills it.
Drax is very good.
He is just very good.
Yeah. I will say one character that has given me a lot of pause, and I'm not sure if you've come across her yet, is Mantis.
Oh, yeah, Mantis was a little, like, it was really interesting.
Yeah, and Mantis is a lot in Chapter 10, and it's different from any, admittedly, I don't know a whole ton about Mantis.
Yeah. But
it's very different from the Mantis that I have seen, so it really kind of...
Yeah, the Mantis, it's more comic book Mantis than anything. When I bumped into her and, at Nowhere, I was like, oh yeah, all right, cool. But there's some weird stuff happening with her.
Yes.
So, there's a lot of weird stuff in the game that I really enjoy. Plus we have Cosmo.
Best boy.
Yeah, best boy. Dog Report. Just saying that. Drax just killed it with that.
I love Dog Report.
Dog Report. I'm waiting for Fing Fang Foom. I'm waiting.
I played 5 hours last night. I'm like, where's that fucking Fin Fang Foom?
They talk about him.
They talk about him a lot, and he hasn't shown up yet. He's pissing me off.
I'm really hoping I get a Howard the Duck in the game.
Oh, God.
Just give me everything Galaxy Marvel in this.
Yeah, go. And I appreciate how nuts they've gone.
It's great. Oh, it's great. You gotta go crazy nuts. You can't just Quasar. They even have a file on Quasar. I think that's just, there's a lot of deep, they were digging deep and putting things together. And I did like that rocket called Earth, the trailer park of the galaxy.
I will say one thing I don't particularly love about the story is how combative Rocket is and how kind of nonsensical the dialogue options are.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. I spent my whole game being nice to Rocket, like picking his side in every argument, and he still treats me like shit.
I don't treat you like shit.
The dialogue options I think are a little unclear about like what they can and can't do.
I guess it's something we'll figure out in the future.
I have had some cutscenes where it's like, oh, you trusted Gamora enough to do this. So she did it.
Yeah.
And that's like, okay, what happened if I didn't do it, though?
That's true. How different would the would that all play out?
I don't know.
I guess it's a second playthrough. Well, the good thing is you don't really have to do a second playthrough. You can just do a chapter playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And I think all the achievements are very... Achievements or trophies are very easy to get if that's your bag.
Right. As long as you pay attention and you do the things you need to do.
Yeah, and especially get the visor upgrade so you can see things.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch. Hawkeye, have you watched the first two episodes?
I have not, and this is very strange because I sat down Saturday after Thanksgiving. And I put on my TV to catch up with my story, Star Trek Discovery, all the other stuff that I normally watch. And Disney Plus would not work on my Fire Cube.
Oh, weird.
It just kept giving me an error. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'll come back to this later. I'll just play Guardians of the Galaxy. And then last night, you know, I was like, I'm going to watch Hawkeye and maybe play some Guardians of the Galaxy. And the error message has still come up.
Huh.
So I'm not sure whether I need to locate a different streaming system because I've got all my systems hooked up and I only stream through the Fire Cube because you know I don't like having my systems on while I watch things.
Yeah.
Or whether I just need to you know erase it from my thing and re-download it.
That could be a thing. You can do a combination of uploading on a system and erasing it. Well, I guess we won't talk about Hawkeye.
Tell me what you how are you feeling about Hawkeye?
All right, so it's two episodes. Now there's a third episode. I want to watch the third episode. Doug made a comment about the third episode, and he said you have to watch Hawkeye. And I'm like, all right. I was already sold at the end credits of the second episode because they just dug heavy in the Aji art style. Mm-hmm. That second episode and the end of the second episode, you start feeling the more Matt Fraction influence on the story. You still have the MCU stuff, and there's a lot of interesting things to pick up because, like, it's the My Life's a Weapon storyline.
Right, which coincidentally, I'm reading that trade for the first time.
Oh, dude.
It's so good.
It is so good. It is so good. Yeah, and it's leaning on that, but it's MCU style, so Hawkeye has a family and all this stuff, and it's the implications of the snap that's happening, but there's some tweaks. The apartment that's in Hawkeye's apartment in the comic is Kate Bishop's apartment. So Kate Bishop finds Pizza Dog, like stuff like that. So there's little tweaks, but I find the show working really well. And I'm very happy because two of my favorite characters now have shows, Hawkeye and Moon Knight. And if they get Hawkeye right, I have a feeling they're going to be getting Moon Knight right.
Yeah. I mean, from like the 3 seconds we saw of it.
Yeah,
it looks,
I know.
It looks like, right.
It looks right. But a little sidebar, Kate and I watched Shang-Chi the other night, and I have to say, it was quite enjoyable.
I liked Shang-Chi a lot. I feel like Shang-Chi fits in the Ant-Man level of Marvel movies.
Fun and enjoyable. I really liked the cast of characters in it. Mm-hmm. I was hoping for Fing Fang Foom.
What are we all?
This is the name of this episode is Where's Fing Fang Foom?
I'm adding that to the notepad I have open.
I like Shang-Chi. I really enjoyed it. And I like these characters that they're... I like the split of characters that they're creating. Because I feel like there's going to be an Avengers versus Dark Avengers happening. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Yeah,
I want to know what's going on with Wong and Abomination. That's a...
They're putting on like pro wrestling matches and like throwing fights.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
I'm getting interested. Like, I'm really interested in some weird, interesting things that are happening in these Marvel Universe series.
Did we talk about the fact that I saw Eternals? I don't know. We've had such spotty down recording sessions. I'm not sure.
I don't think we did.
Okay, well, I saw Eternals. And Eternals was fine.
It was fine.
It's fine.
Fine.
Here's the thing, and it's more of a me thing than anything else. But when someone's like, says, why didn't you help us against Thanos? And they said, we couldn't. Fuck you. Alright? Just fuck you. I have no time for that from any of those Eternals who are just like, nah, you guys got it.
You guys got this, don't you? You got it, right?
Yeah.
Don't you?
And then, I really think the end of the movie, the last 30 minutes or so, I think are so much better than the other stuff.
Interesting.
I do think at the end of the movie... It is very strange because, spoiler alerts for Eternals, I guess, a Celestial is coming out of the planet Earth, and the Eternals prevent it from emerging from the planet Earth. But there's a giant Celestial head and hand in the ocean.
All right.
And no one's coming to check it out.
That's something you should check out.
And, like it's... It's way up there, too. Like, it's way out of the water, and, like, no one's by to look at it?
Can anyone see it?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's the thing.
It's visible from space. And it was causing earthquakes across the Earth.
How did that happen?
Well, I mean, that's the plot of the movie. But the fact is,
right?
that giant Eternal head is out and free, and everyone's like...
No big deal.
Yeah, kind of.
I would be like, that's a big deal, guys.
like even if you had a scene of, like, I don't know, Falcon and Winter Soldier, like, damn, that's weird.
Yeah.
But, like, no, they just they take care of it and fix it, and then... Wait, I have a screenshot. I'm literally scrolling through Quora. While we're talking, so I can get questions ready. And nice person asked the question, how big is Tiamat in the Eternals MCU movie?
All right.
So I'm gonna just post this picture. I'm going to let you decide if someone shouldn't have poked their head out to be like, what the fuck is this, guys?
All right, I'm excited to see this picture. And I'm excited about the Gauntlet of Korra.
Oh, man, it didn't save it. I'm so embarrassed.
You should be embarrassed.
Oh, no. Oh,
you're a failure. Just go.
Wait. There it is. It's there. Oh, no. Don't put the crying emoji.
I put the crying emoji. I don't see it.
Okay, hold on. I'm a coming.
All right.
Okay, it says it's there.
You say it's there.
It says it's there.
You say it's there.
Like, I click the photo on my desktop and it's there. I send the photo and it don't show up.
It's not showing up for anybody.
No, come on. Whoa.
Is it the second one? No, nothing.
Oh my god. You really gonna make me do this, huh, computer? Where's the snipping tool?
Snip, snip, done, done.
How annoying is this? All right. There's that. I'm glad everyone gets to hear this.
I know. It's happening in real time.
This is a man losing his fucking mind over this dumb thing.
I dig it. I dig all of this.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. Oh, man. Did I lose it already?
Did you just lose it all?
No. Okay. I'm giving this like one more attempt before we just...
One more attempt and then we go into the Quora.
Yes. I got some goodies today.
Ooh, I love goodies.
All right. Can I save that picture to the desktop? All right. Open up this.
Here we go.
To this. To this. Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, that's big. Unless if it's like one of those weird things where it's like it's a mountain.
No, no, it's not, because there's an earthquake that preceded it.
Big. That's it's big. I'm gonna write big.
It's big.
Big.
I will say though, that Kit Harington. He's going to play the Black Knight.
Pretty good?
Pretty good. He could be something.
Oh, good.
He's not in the movie. And I will say, I'm sorry, one more point about the Eternals that I want to make.
Yeah.
They really could have benefited from having a normal human to explain, like, what was going on. There's kind of one that hangs out with Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
But they could have really done with, like, Kit Harington, like, wow, what are you guys? You're how old? That's cool. Think of the things you've seen. Why are you doing anything?
Well, I know that I've heard some good things about the new Black Knight series in comics.
Swing and a miss for me. I know nothing about miss? Black Knight, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's pretty good.
I know he's kind of cool.
I've read it's pretty good. There's a new run out, and I read it's pretty good.
Okay.
So... All right, let's get the Quora done.
All right, I've been going through. I've been collecting some weird questions and some pretty good questions this week.
Ooh, weird questions.
All right, Josh, how long is Venom's tongue?
Wait, how long is what?
Venom's tongue.
I feel like that's a personal question.
I think it's got to be like a foot long, right?
It's gonna be longer than that. He's 8 feet tall?
I guess. And it always seems like it's like the size of a human arm.
Oh, yeah, that's what it seems like, right? So I would say, let's say 3 feet. Call it a day.
3 feet?
Yeah, let's say 3 feet.
I'm giving a foot and a half. It's very long.
Foot and a half?
Yeah. It's also
very long.
It's also very girthy too, which is very upsetting.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, let's say 2. Let's say 2 feet.
All right.
Jesus. This I don't want to search that. Let's
the image,
search
the
this
image
again.
Search of Venom tongue is just it's deeply upsetting with how much tongue is just being shown.
It really is. Oh man, no. Never again. I'm never searching that again.
All right,
let's move
Josh,
on.
Josh, who would win, the Hulk or the strongest gorilla? I assume they mean strongest gorilla, they mean King Kong.
Right.
Who's pretty strong?
Pretty strong. The Hulk wins.
Yeah, of course. The Hulk could break a planet, so King Kong can't
right,
do
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Josh, does Jesus Christ exist in the Marvel or DC universe?
He exists in, I would assume he exists in the Marvel Universe as is type situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
DC Universe? Oh, he's Superman. Done.
The answer is yes to both. We have there's multiple images of them going to Christian churches with crucifixes in both the Marvel and DC Universe.
Yeah, plus Moon Knight needs to collect his money from Dracula, so, you know, boom, there's that.
Yeah, and Marvel's got a big vampire problem, so we need Jesus to do that.
We need Jesus.
Yeah. Josh, what is considered the longest video game?
Considered the longest video game?
Uh-huh.
Depends. I would say, like, any Elder Scroll game can consume your whole existence. Any MMO.
Well, okay. I guess the question is, like, there are two types of games. There are linear games, like Super Mario Brothers, and I guess Elder Scrolls is linear to a point. And then there's games like Minecraft, which are, how long do you want to play?
Exactly. Like, what are we talking story-wise? Are we talking, like, yeah, you know what? I can recall a story. This is back in like 2002, and I was working at Copeland's, and we were talking about video games, and someone brought up Final Fantasy VII, and he's like, "I played Final Fantasy VII so much that the counter just stopped."
Yes, I've heard similar stories to that.
I'm like, how?
Just let it run, man.
I mean, what are you doing?
I've always said that my fucking, what do you call it, desert island game would be Skyrim.
Yeah.
There's just so much to do, and you could start over with different character types and do it all again. You could play Skyrim forever, basically.
Yeah, you can play Skyrim forever.
Yeah.
And it's on every system. And it's on every platform.
It is, for my desert island.
That was even... Yeah, Matt was like, "Oh, you should download Skyrim for your Switch." And I was like, "No, I'm good."
No, thank you. Josh, what's the most disappointing video game you've ever played?
Oh. Shukuden 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that would be my most... You know... The first three were so good, and when I was reading, you know, this is an old game, you know, when I was reading about when it was coming out, it was going to be the first voice acting one, and it was going to take place, like, I think, like, 400 years in the past, or 1,000 years in the past, so it would explain more about the runes and all that stuff, and it just didn't deliver. The game just, I don't know, I didn't like the four-party system. The thing I liked about Shukuden the most is that you had six party members, and you had, like, all these combos, and you had a lot of things to play around with, and you only had a four-party system. The voice acting wasn't that good. I didn't, like... They were doing pirates before pirates were cool. So, you know, pirates were cool for, like, 2 years back in the aughts. I feel like that... It's the first game that I can think of that was... a big disappointment, and then that really changed the way I gamed, actually, where I started reading more reviews about games, and I were really picking games to make sure that, like, you know, I'm gonna get my money's worth in this game. And that my way of, like, picking games now have not, like, I've never felt like I've been disappointed with a video game. I do a lot of reading about a game beforehand. I read a lot of reviews. And I don't read reviews from gamers. I read reviews from, like, multiple critic sources. And I check what games they've reviewed and to see if they have the same taste in games. You know what I mean? So I need to... It's like a... I do the research.
You should do your own research. You should not listen to one reviewer.
I understood the assignment, is what those kids would say today.
That is the TikTok, yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Chris?
My most disappointing game is Star Trek 2000 whatever. It was the most recent Star Trek game that came out from the Abrams movies.
Oh.
That game. Man. I was very excited because, you know, it had been a long drought since we had a Star Trek game that was worth a damn. And I got it, and it sucks. It's bad. It's not finished. It sucks. And I think it took a level, and I was co-oping with Matt, and I was just like, I'm bringing this back to Best Buy. I think I sold it for a dollar there.
Oh, man.
I just had to get it out of my house.
Just get it away from me.
I hate it. I hate it. I don't want it, so no thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Josh, what do video games get wrong about guns?
The reloading, the cleaning of them. You have to go to gun safety classes. You need a permit to own a gun. I don't know. I don't really know much about guns.
I know probably a very small amount more about guns. I say the main thing is the volume.
Oh, the volume. Yeah, they're loud.
They're very loud. Even with wearing ear guards, they're still super loud. And
yeah, they're very loud. And silencers don't really work the way they work. They're not silent.
Yeah, it's a... there's a lot of things with guns that video games do not teach you about.
Yeah.
Which ties into this next question. Josh, why can't video games be 100% realistic?
Because of escapism. That's why.
Well, and
things are supposed to be a little out there, and you have to separate reality from time to times. I would not want to play a realistic video game.
I mean, here's the thing about realism. It's all fun and games until you get drop damage from like a 3-foot height.
And you're crippled.
And your character is like, oh no, I broke my leg. Looks like I can't do no game today.
Yep, you've contracted polio. Congratulations.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, oh. Okay.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I guess cool. I'll go live my real life now.
or it's like, oh man, great. Now I can't wait to get a new car. Oh wait, I don't have $20,000. Maybe I better get cracking. Oh, I have to work a job for $7 an hour?
Great.
Cool. I can't wait to get this car in 10 years.
Yeah, this is amazing. Realism is the best.
Yeah, no, you could take your realism and shove it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. All right, let's do a couple more.
Sounds good.
Okay. This one might be a real thinker. Are Marvel fans feeling bittersweet about the new era of movies that are being presented?
I like it. I haven't seen Eternals, but I've liked everything I've seen so far.
I find
them to be more enjoyable. They're not like, you know, because since I'm watching them on my time now, I'm not really going to the theaters, and I'm sitting down and I'm watching them, and I have really no expectations. I think that's the key. I don't have any expectations for this phase of Marvel. I'm more like, you know what? I'm going to watch it, and if it's good, it's good.
I think there is a little bit of a hangover from Endgame still.
And I get that.
And I think the pandemic really... I think the pandemic ruined a lot of things. And I think they really ruined the MCU. I think this is one of the things you can point to because, you know, everything was delayed, everything got pushed back, and then they came out, and I think audiences are so ravenous to go back out into the world that things they would have forgiven. I think if like Shang-Chi had come out, you know, maybe like 6 months before or a year before, they'd be a lot more forgiving of its faults than they are currently. Maybe even Eternals too. Eternals is not looking great, but maybe they would have been more forgiving of it.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
All right. Let's do one silly one and one good one.
Ooh.
Josh, my 14-year-old son wants to play video games. Are there any Christian video games which talk about Jesus and help him grow closer to God?
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's a really good one. It's got angels. It's all about fighting the good fight. It's called Diablo.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's the main one. Or if you want to be a saucy fella, you get Crusader Kings.
Ooh.
And you can build your own dynasty. I fell into a wormhole of watching dudes play Crusader Kings and get their dynasties lined up just right.
Oh, man.
Man, they are. I watched a guy make the most inbred family he could, and they were so fucked up at the end of it. It's a miracle they still had the realms that they had.
Oh wow!
It's hilarious. Finally, Josh, what's the best video game soundtrack?
Oh. Okay. So what do we? What's our categories here? How are we putting this?
All right, let me ask you this. What's a soundtrack that you would listen to when you're not playing a video game? Like you're bebopping around.
Yeah. Night in the Woods.
Night in the Woods.
Yeah. That soundtrack's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's everything slaps. Like the kids say, it's got hands.
Wow,
it's got hands. It's not sus. No cap.
We made a huge mistake teaching you a little bit about TikTok.
I don't even have TikTok.
I know we made a huge mistake.
Yeah, I know you did.
I think you, if you want to, you can look at the JRPGs.
Oh, anything from the Nintendo and the PlayStation era, JRPGs.
I prefer great. Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, the soundtrack for VI is great. Final Fantasy Tactics has an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, let's see. Chrono Trigger, great soundtrack.
Chrono Trigger. Shukenin 2 has a great soundtrack.
I like the Halo soundtrack. I know people don't necessarily like it.
Yeah. It's just too... I think it's too ethereal.
Yeah. There's a lot of really good soundtracks. And I say this as a man who doesn't listen to soundtracks. I usually turn the music off in my game.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Some really great games. And another thing about Guardians of the Galaxy, great soundtrack.
Great soundtrack. Really, really entertaining and fun soundtrack.
And I really appreciate that they have the option to put it on streamer mode so they play non-licensed music.
Yeah.
If you wanted to stream it.
If you want to stream.
All right.
Well, to all those no-cap kids.
Jesus Christ. All right, we're off. We'll be back next week, I hope. Get your Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, do that shit.
Yeah. All right, good night.
Good night, everybody.